Hey guys, and welcome back to Teen and Read with your girl, The Hooligan. How y'all been? Hopefully you have been good. And I have been marvelously reading some Yaoi books. Boy on boy love. Yes, it's that time again because I've been reading so many of them. There's so many good recommendations. I fell off like an idiot. Ugh, to me, right? So, what am I going to review? BJ Alex. Yes, it's a yaoi. It's so cute. It's a slice of life. I walked in the forest. Definitely smutty. Ooh, oh, yeah. So, what is it about? What is this beautiful story about? Alright. So, we have a dude who is... I'm gonna call him Cupcakes. Alright, Cupcakes is... No, screw that. Not Cupcakes. I'm gonna call him... Barista. Alright. This dude, we'll call him Barista. Alright? Because he works in a little coffee shop and it's so cute. And he's on bottom, but he doesn't know it yet. Alright. Okay. So he is obsessed with this, like, online porn. What porn thing? Like the cam girls, but the cam boy. artist or performer. And his name is Alex. And Alex, he is like this all types of scenarios kind of guy where he tells stories about what he does. He's bisexual. And he's like fair game or whatever. You know how it is. He's out here living his best life, being a little hoe and talking about it. Sometimes you're making money off being a hoe, and that's fine. Like, that's life to solve it. So he performs every night at 10. Yes, darling. Yes. So this is when, you know, he watches and he's barista has been working extra hard, making money to give him like acorns, which is their currency, I guess, like their form of currency in the website. So like talk to him and get to ask requests and, you know, say certain things, and has like kind of like a butterfly birthmark on his like pectoral, not his pectoral area, but like his like side, alright, like Alex says, right? And he's all like ripped because he spends all his time at the gym, so of course he does. And yeah, so like Alex knows Barista by his like username, but they never actually met him in life. He likes to keep his private life and his persona separate. So, you know, Barista's just living his life. He's going to university. He's finished doing his 2-year mandatory like military thing, which is like a thing for old dudes or whatever. And so he's attending college. I don't know what he's going for. I don't really care because it's nothing relevant. He's going to college, and he's, like, a loner, like, not, like, in a creepy way, he's just, like, you know, he doesn't make much friends, because he's kind of to himself, he doesn't really like to get too close to people, and, like, that's, like, a big plot point, but I'm not gonna say why, but it's okay, and there he ends up meeting, like, one of the popular boys in school. And I'm gonna call the popular guy. Oh, you know what? I'm just gonna tell you what it is. The popular guy is actually BJ Alex. Yes, he's Alex. He's the dude. He's the man's. And he doesn't know it yet because obviously he doesn't like. Bruce doesn't know it yet. But he ends up finding out by accident when they're supposed to go out, and he accidentally ends up getting drunk and has to be taken home. So our titular Alex man takes him home because he's like trying to be like in his like personal life, tries to be like the all around like great dude or whatever, like perfect kind of man. And there's a reason for that, so but I'm not gonna divulge it right now. You're gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to wait with me. You're gonna have to wait with me, girl. You're gonna have to wait with me. So, I mean, girls and boys. Sorry. My peoples. So he takes him home, and he ends up, Barista ends up puking on Alex, and Alex ends up taking off his shirt, and once he takes his shirt, he realizes, oh shit, bro, you're Alex, I watch you. And he's like, nah, you're joking. He's like, no, I know how you got this car, because I asked you, it's me, it's from the website, I give you lots of acorns all the time, like, one of your top, like, number one fans. And so he freaks out and like holds him in a chokehold, and he realizes, oh, you know, I know what you want. You wanna get down and dirty with me. You know, you want some of this. You want some of this? I'm gonna give you some of this, boy. You want some of this? And so he goes for it. But, you know, while he's like caressing and it's a feelings. The barista ends up stopping him, like, no, this is not in the floor. He's like, fine, but you ain't gonna talk about any of this, alright? He's like, I promise I won't say a word, like, no one's gonna have to know, like, I'm not that kind of person. He's like, who's gonna believe me anyways? Alright. So the next day, he's kinda like, Alex is kinda like avoiding him. And there's this guy, he's part of the student council, like, team, and on the team is a bully, and the bully keeps, like, trying to come at Barista. People keep kind of, like, getting in the way of him actually coming for his, like, throat, so he's just, like, a looming threat in the background. But, yeah, after a while, like, BJ Alex starts noticing, like, yo, like, I can't really get it up without thinking of him, and that's fucking up my performance, like, you know, as a cam boy. So, the sabe what? You know what? I'ma find a solution. I'ma get this bitch. So, he goes, he gets his bitch. He's like, you know what? We can do this, but, like, on a, you know, we need to have some things, but, like, no strings attached, no emotions. This, that, and the fourth. And Barista saying, like, this is his chance, and of course he's a bottom, and of course he's a virgin, because of course you can't just have a bottom, you gotta be the bottom virgin, a gas queen. I love these books. They're just, ooh, they're so spicy. They're just splendid. This is splendid, because I couldn't find a word. I just made that one up. I'm sorry, English, Spanish, I don't know what the fuck I spoke, but it was that good. Anyways, it gets spicy because he's like doing it all over the place. He starts wanting to do it in school and shit, and they almost get caught by the bully, and the bully is pissed. He's like, who would do that? What kind of disrespectful shit is that? But nobody suspects him, because, you know, Alex is such a, like, in his private life, in his public life, he's such, like, a goody-goody two-shoes that no one thinks it's him. But eventually he starts getting, like, closer and closer with Barista. And, of course, strings become attached eventually. But that leads to, like, them fighting and not wanting to be with each other. And then another guy comes into the story, and I'm just calling him BDSM man, because he comes in like a fucking wrecking ball, and it's glorious and all its fuckery. I suggest you listen to it, watch it, read it, whatever. I think there might be a manga for it eventually, but I'm not sure. Call me crazy, I'm not too sure about that, but it's definitely worth it. But the scenery is amazing. I like the personality that they gave the bottom, because he's tough, but, like, in most of the way, he's a very fit looking dude, and he's very cute. The relationship is very complex, and even at the end, like, Alex says to himself, like, had we found each other a couple years earlier, like, things would have been better for the both of us. Because every time he does kind of fuck up, he realizes he's being a fuck up, and he tries to make up for it, but his own dickish attitude gets in the way a lot of the times. I think it's a great story. And I'll definitely be back with some more. This is definitely short because I don't want to ruin it all. I think it's definitely worth reading. Currently, right now, I'm reading Puppy Love. But I shall be back with a review of The Devil's Temptation and Love is an Illusion. So we'll follow up. But for now, bye.